Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
And we back.
We are back in New York City. I see the lights, the stars above, the little rats, they eat my food. Please, little rat, don't eat my food. I am so hungry, oh, don't eat my food. We've had McDonald's.
That was interesting.
Twice. That was random. We've had McDonald's twice. We're back for 2 nights. Twice at 3 a.m. Twice. So
because, of course, McDonald's is a New York staple.
It's a New York staple.
You have to go to McDonald's when you come to New York.
No, it's just because we're on L.A. time. So that's why we're getting McDonald's at 3 a.m. is because we're on L.A. time. And then I'm fucking back in the city. I'm living my life. I'm so excited. I'm walking down the street. And of course, I'm seeing the rats run across the sidewalk right in front of me. I'm kicking them like soccer balls. They're fucking as big as cats, these motherfuckers. But I wouldn't have it. And did we see a cockroach in one of these apartments? Yes, we did. But I wouldn't have it any other way because we are back in New York City.
There's a dead cockroach in the corner over there.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
Shut the fuck up. Where?
It's in the corner. It's dead. Don't worry about it. It's dead.
Oh my God.
It's dead.
Oh my God.
I'll get it.
Ah. Can we show them?
No. We're just going to leave them there for a second.
Okay. I'm going to audio, video, visual listeners. It's about the size of my fucking finger. If it was a fat finger. The size of my thumb, let's say. Jesus Christ.
It's dead. Here's a question.
For the people that don't live in New York, or this is very common. This doesn't mean we have cockroaches. I think every building in New York has cockroaches, but it's summertime. It's just the way it goes. I lived in another place here, same thing. They just kind of pop up sometimes. But my God, we need to get sprayed. Can we text? Can we message the people? Yes, they got lighter, darker.
What the hell? Should we turn the light on?
I've had these since high school, these shorts.
Really?
Yep.
I don't know if I have any articles of clothing that I've had since high school.
Really?
Actually.
I have a lot.
Hold on. Let me think about that.
It's also, by the way, this is an episode where I've washed my hair. Before you start commenting, oh, she looks greasy. I just washed my hair. It's my podcast. I'm allowed to have a shower before it. Continue.
I don't know if I have any articles of clothing from high school. I must, right? I've just really switched up the style.
Yes.
Not even really.
Because you were wearing...
I was a skater.
Well, you were a skater, but you were also wearing shirts from Michaels. Different colors.
Mm-hmm.
Shirts from Michaels.
Talk about that, yeah.
So that's it. Kyle used to wear... used to go to Michaels, the craft store, to buy his clothing, to buy different color shirts for plain
t-shirts, no graphic, no
I
logo.
I see what you were going for. I can't stop looking at that cockroach. Oh my God.
How did cockroaches end up on their back?
It's because of there is poison in this room. There is poison throughout the apartment. So that's how they die.
Mm.
So like the one Michael saw also was dying. So it's doing its thing. But I do think we should get another spray because it's summer and they all fucking come out.
But truthfully, question, because I'm looking it up right now.
Yeah.
When a cockroach's nervous system has been compromised by insecticide, it can result in the insect flipping over onto its back. Because the roach is not healthy and is experiencing muscle spasms, it is less likely to be able to return to an upright position. How does it get to the back position? Does it decide that it wants to roll onto its back?
Because it's going, please help me. It's going, I'm a cockroach. I'm a cockroach and I need to get on my back.
Is that what happens?
Yes, dude.
Just
have you
like
not
that?
Learned this in fucking school? Because I have.
No.
That is crazy.
It's there.
This is a thing. This is a natural thing in New York City. It's a beautiful city. The city's alive. We're lucky to live here. It comes with consequences.
All right, show the people what they want to see.
It's like drinking.
Show the people what they want to see.
It's like drinking. You have a good time. You drink the drink. For example, did we do that last night? Maybe, yeah. Did we go out? Yes, we did. Did I have a cigarette?
You did.
I did.
You had a cigarette.
Damn, I didn't think about that. I was feeling it though. I was feeling the New York energy. I don't smoke very often, I didn't used to smoke, but I used to smoke more than.
Yeah, I looked outside and you were like this.
But did I kind of look cool? Yeah. I was in like a little like dress. Did I kind of look cool? Could you admit that?
And you said, you went, oui, some bonjour, not too fun.
What the fuck did I say?
You started speaking French.
Did I kind of look cool?
Sure. So cigarettes look cool.
Could you admit that?
Let's talk about that. Cigarettes look
cool. Did I smell like shit after?
I didn't notice.
Great. So I did tell
you. But they are, I'll say it, I think they're gross. I think cigarettes
are. That's why you won't date me?
No, I'm not going to partake in smoking cigarettes.
I just had one when I'm a little tipsy. I've never had a sober one. That's a lie. I've had a sober one. What?
I know the feeling. I used to be a
drinker smoker.
And I'll tell you what, there is nothing like the sweet nicotine buzz when you are a little faded off the alky.
So what I was gonna say, the consequence of drinking a night like that is maybe you're a little foggy in the next day. Sometimes you're lucky.
Well, I think the cigarette makes it worse too.
Probably, I forgot until I did that. And now I'm like, wow, I'm
waking up in the morning after, and you're just like, your mouth kind of feels like you're like, ugh.
I know, but also some people just have a coffee and a smoke to cure hangover, right?
It's just not for me. Cigarettes, not for me.
I hear that. They're not for me either, but something came into me yesterday.
Show the people what they want to see.
Well, I was going to talk about.
Show the people what they want to see.
Okay, drum roll, everybody. I want everyone to stare at their computers. I want everyone, if you're driving, let go of that wheel. It's time to drum roll, everybody. Introducing the new, actually the same, but improved, healthy, coming back to life, Lizzo!
Oh, dun, 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 dun. That is a healthy looking plant.
We took her away for a little bit from you guys. Look at her.
Don't spin the bad side.
Okay, there's a little bit of a bad side, but this is the same Lizzo we know and love, and she's looking much better.
Fabulous, I'd say. This right here, this is all entirely new.
I can't believe
branch.
This. I'm so happy.
This is a bit upsetting still. There's no way. This won't
I'm not giving up on that. I'm not giving up on that. Yeah, there's definitely. Look, these guys are coming in.
These were there. These are where the leaves were.
It'll come back. Don't touch it. What do you guys think, huh? Do we let you down? Because we could have done the parent thing where the hamster dies and then you just replace it with another hamster.
No.
We didn't do that.
We would not do that.
No, this is, you can tell
because look, it's got that same fatty right there.
She got that same fucking.
Also, all the fucking dead things over here should show that that's the same plant.
We were gone. I like how we were gone for a month.
And then it happened.
So did we do this or did Lee do this, who was staying in this apartment?
So Lee definitely watered her. And yes. also she was in a place with a lot of sunlight. A
lot of sun.
So I think what we're going to have to do.
After every episode, we bring her exactly. to the sun. I hear that. It's summertime, Kyle.
She can't live here. It's summertime.
It's summertime in New York City. It's summertime wherever you are.
Well,
how
are
you feeling? What do you?
Unless you're in Australia.
Unless you're in Australia. How are you feeling? I'm feeling a little bit like right now, like a little like the stomach grumbles. Will I have diarrhea? Kind of thing. Just warning everybody.
Because
we're
going to
find out. Let's Connor, you put a timer. The Veronica diarrhea timer clock.
I don't know if that's as easy as it sounds.
Where we'll see how long I last and when I have to go. Ooh, it might be 10 seconds. In fact, please tell me about your summertime. What are you excited about?
I am excited.
While I have cold sweats right now.
Outside activities. Yeah. I'm excited for, and by that I mean
like what? Yeah.
Like dining outside. Ugh. I love a good New York restaurant, fucking sidewalk, sit down. Yes, you may speak.
What if we take Katie to the there's like that pasta with all those right by the park.
Oh.
There's like that pasta shop.
Pasta?
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 I don't like to say pasta.
Pasta?
Yes. Spaghetti?
Pasta. All right, who says pasta and who says pasta?
Pasta. Please, I'm hungry.
It's pasta, right?
There's the clip.
We're going to have to. You really say pasta?
Yeah. The timer is still.
Okay.
May have to pause this episode.
Interesting.
Is it because I had a cigarette, drinks, and McDonald's at 3 a.m?
No.
No.
Definitely not.
No.
Interesting. Pasta versus pasta. We could do that. There's another pasta place that I like. Of course, it's New York City. There's plenty of them.
Good God. So what else are you excited about? Throwing a frisbee, having drinks in the park.
I'm excited.
Ice cream.
Yeah. I'm excited for beach activity. I'm excited.
But you've never been to the beach in New York.
No, but I'm going to go.
We're going to go.
We're going to go.
Thank you.
I'm excited for the 4th of July. Oh, it's so good here. Especially Greenpoint has a really good view of the fireworks.
I was not here last year for the 4th of July.
I don't think I was either. I'm excited for the 4th of July. I'm excited for, this is going to sound crazy, but like,
I've never been here for 4th of July. I'm just realizing this. I'm excited.
You're in for a treat.
Am I?
Yes.
Well,
I'm looking forward to like the end of summer, if that makes any sense. There's like a different feeling.
Huh?
Like, you know, I don't want it to get to an end, but
the September feeling.
The September feeling is awesome. Like, it's still summer. It's not even fall yet. It's still summer.
Oh, yeah.
But it's that end of summer. Because I'll tell you why.
You're going back to school.
Exactly. It's that there's something still inside of me from going to school and the school system that has me feeling like August, end of August into September is when I feel the like newness feeling of like fresh start.
Yeah. You have that Year's and then September.
I don't feel it that much New Year's. I do a little bit, but for whatever reason, I really feel it end of August.
So you're
September.
Excited for summer to end?
I'm not excited for summer to end, but I am excited for the end of summer, for when that happens.
Okay.
But I don't want to just rush through it.
No.
But I'm looking forward to that part of summer.
Anything? What about?
I'm excited for my energy bill being much higher because I have a window unit AC that's going to be using a bunch of energy.
Mine has been on all night.
Yep.
Should I turn that off during the night?
Just whenever you, like when you leave.
It's on right now.
Yeah. But we're like, you know, using it.
It was on when you all
leave,
night.
When you leave, turn it off.
Okay. It was on all night.
Yeah.
But it has made this place cooler, I will say.
Yeah.
Okay.
What are you excited for? Summertime excitedness. Well, let me say one more thing.
Yes, no, go.
me and Lana Del Rey have something in common.
And that summertime sadness.
Yeah, I get like summertime blues. Unexplained. No reason. I think I just get a little more introspective, deep in thought.
Really?
I get summertime blues.
Interesting. I don't. I get but happy.
Okay, so let's hear. What are you looking forward to?
We could talk about your sadness, though. Do you want to talk about your sadness?
No.
Okay.
It's very
I'm just
like,
checking in.
It's like a... I was talking to Mitch about it.
Mm-hmm.
So it also happens.
So we're talking. Okay.
It also happens often, especially in the summer, at like dusk, like right after, right after sunset, right as sunset is turning, or right as the day is turning to night. I don't know what it is, and the way that I talk to Mitch about it is that it's a feeling of it's so awesome. Like it all is so, it's so beautiful. It's so nice out. Everything feels good that you feel like you should be really happy. Like you should be extremely comfortable and excited and happy and just in it, but you're not all the way there. So it makes you start to think and be like, oh, what's
is
up
it not
that?
More? I feel more emotions in the summer. I'm more like reflective because life is better. But maybe, I don't know.
I don't know
what it is. Now I think you've given me a placebo where I'm like, I'm going to be sad this summer because of that.
No.
I don't think so.
You won't.
No. Yesterday I was fucking living. We're driving in the Uber. We're doing our New York Times word puzzles. I'm like, whoa. Normally I'd be in bed by 12. Stayed up till 1. It was a good time.
What are you excited for this summer?
We had fries.
We did have fries.
I mean, why do I feel like I'm going to explode? And then I think about everything that I, with a spicy watermelon margarita. Okay. Couple things here. If I may.
You may.
Euro Cup.
Euro Cup.
Let's fucking go. Who are you rooting for? Are you rooting? Are you 10% Italian? Whatever the fuck. Go to, is Italy even in? I don't know. Can we see the teams that are in? That have qualified? I am not a big sports person. I've talked about this maybe before. I'm so excited. I love going to the Polish bar, watching with my dad, whatever it is, and you're, It's not even about the soccer. It's about your goddamn fucking country.
Yeah, it's like every country.
It's the European countries. So we start off here.
Okay,
Germany.
That's what I mean, though. You said who's in it. It's like every European.
No, not every.
Germany, Scotland, Hungary, Switzerland, Spain, Croatia, Italy, Albania, Poland, Netherlands, Slovenia, Denmark, Serbia, England, Romania, Ukraine, Belgium, Slovakia, Austria, France, Turkey, Georgia, Portugal. I guess.
What is that?
Czechia.
Is that like Czech Republic? Is that?
See, this is the other thing. You learn about countries that you've never known existed.
See that? You're like, yeah, every country.
Croatia, Albania. Oh.
No, this is the second stage. Wait, when's Poland playing again? Right there. June 21st. Friday, June 21st.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yes. We're going to miss it because we're... My dad, it's on Father's Day. Poland's playing. But it's 9 a.m. and I'm coming from a wedding. So will I get to see him? I don't know.
You are...
What?
Also there for the... Well, we don't need to talk about where you are every second.
But yeah, I'm going home for a little while.
Okay.
Great.
So that's it. Those countries.
Fun. I'm thrilled. I love watching. Then when your team gets out, you pick a new team. You learn something new about, you know, fucking Croatia. Actually, Croatia is always really good. I'm excited. I'm excited for that. Then when that ends, it's a beautiful summer we have. We have a lucky summer, everybody. When the Euro Cup ends, the Olympics begin. How fun is that?
It's a lucky summer.
How fun is that?
It is fun. Should we go?
To Paris?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
No. I've been. I like it.
We should go for the Olympics.
I feel like no.
Okay.
Mm. But we'll be watching here.
Mm-hmm. But what if we were watching?
How fun is that?
From the top of the Eiffel
Tower. Are you into Olympics?
Yeah. I like Winter Olympics better, though. Okay. I love...
You love a little summer. A little dive. Fucking...
Diving's cool.
A little the synchronized swimming.
I like that.
Shot put.
I like all that. I love Winter Olympics, though.
The races.
The mountains.
But the fucking running. They're sprinting. The teams, they have, you know, basketball, soccer.
Skateboarding.
My uncle was in the Olympics.
So the two things that you're excited about this summer are sports.
No worries. No worries there.
My uncle was in the Olympics.
Yeah, he was.
What did he do?
He did fucking high jump.
High jump?
Yes.
Not pole vault.
No.
High jump.
High jump for Poland.
That was my favorite thing to do when I did track in elementary school. Elementary school. Think about that. I was in
fifth grade. Are we meant to be or some fucking shit?
Fifth grade running and trying to jump high. And I'd be like this.
Yeah. And he did that.
That's tight.
Yeah. And he went eighth place.
Out of?
I don't know. 100? I don't know what it is. Okay,
Cool. For Poland?
Yes.
Nice. What's his name?
Krawczyk.
How do you spell that? How do you spell that?
Bro, I don't know. Wait, let me look.
His last name your last name?
No.
What's his last name?
He's my cousin's. He married, not divorced, married my dad's sister.
He married a Slowikowski.
That's right. And then changed her name. Okay, let me look. I'm going to find this through my Facebook.
Yeah, because you're really interested so far this summer in sports.
I just like community.
You're excited for the Euro Cup and you're excited
for
the
Olympics. I like community. Well, there is another Olympics I'm about to bring up. If you'd shut the fuck up for 2 minutes, just kidding. Oh, geez. Someone just messaged me.
The most.
Oh, there we go. K-R-
Yep.
A-W-C-Z-Y-K. And look up high jump. There he is. Krzysztof Krawczyk. That's my cousin's dad.
Okay.
So my uncle. If they get divorced, is he still my uncle? He's still my uncle.
Yeah. He was in the Olympics in Korea, South Korea, 1988.
Yeah.
The 1988 Olympics.
Crazy, right?
Good for him. That's told awesome. Ya.
Okay, so fucking, there you go. So yeah, I have an uncle who was in the Olympics, and you have fucking nothing.
Thanks for that.
Just kidding. But part three.
Yeah.
So we have the economy, Euro Cup, the Olympics. And during all of this time, okay, we have Love Island.
During all of that? How long is Love Island?
Love Island ends, I think, in August.
It's 5 episodes a week.
Yes. It's unreal.
Episodes
the summer's a week. All about community.
Hold on.
You go to the park and you go, who's watching what sport? Who's watching fucking Love Island? Who watched the last episode?
5 episodes a week.
Yes.
And it goes all the way until August.
It's amazing because there's barely a host, but like whatever. But it's all about like, it's like hidden cameras in the house. And then they just like, it's so real. There's no producer. It's just a social experiment. They've plopped 10 hot people in a place and they have to pair up and date for the summer. And then they cheat, whatever. You know what I mean? Like, it's crazy. It's crazy. And it's every day, 5 days a week. It's so fun.
How long are the episodes?
Like an hour.
An hour.
Kyle, we're going to start. We're starting Love Island. It is so fun. It's a fun one. There's also the British one, but we're gonna do the American.
So what is the premise of Love Island?
Besides at the that, end, you're the ultimate couple.
Why is it called Love Island? Are they on an island?
Because you want to find love.
Not because you're on an island.
I don't know where they are. Sometimes they're misleading. Usually tropical.
Misleading.
No. They're on an island because they don't get to go out into the world.
Okay, sure.
They stay there.
Okay.
So
in a house?
That's right. Mansion. Villa. The villa.
The villa.
And so at the very beginning, we'll watch it. Episode one. There's five men, five women, or maybe six. I don't know. And they choose just from looks who to pair up with. And that's who you sleep with. And then there's like a ceremony every week, or not even every week, every 2 days maybe, where they have to pair up. And if you're left without a pair, then you're booted from the island, from the villa.
Wait, what do you mean?
So there's an uneven girl and guy. And then throughout the season, which is so fun.
How many?
I don't know. It's not about the numbers.
Yeah, it is. I'm curious.
But listen, because then it's not about the numbers because it changes all the time. Then they'll throw in two hot bombshells and they save the hottest girls for the middle of the season to fucking cause chaos.
They just so drop
the
guys them in.
Are, yes. So we're together, whatever. Hottest girl, your dream girl walks in halfway through. Oh shit, fuck. Am I gonna go for her? What do I owe? You don't owe me anything. We just met at the beginning of the summer. And I'm here to find love. What if I'm in love with her? It's
do the girls ever fall in love?
Of course.
With each other?
There has been last season, there was a little like, I have a crush on you, I have a crush on you, girl moment.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And what about the guys? They're straight as can be.
Well, who knows, but there hasn't been any of that.
You told me about the show and I looked it up and all the guys are just ripped.
Yes. And all the girls are also ripped. And my toxic trait is I think I would get on Love Island and I know that I wouldn't.
How would I fit into Love Island?
You could get on.
You think I'm ripped enough?
I think you're hot enough, yeah.
You don't think I'm ripped enough, though?
I think you're ripped enough. You'd have to shave your chest.
No.
Yes, they're like, I like body hair on one, but like, or whatever you want to do. But they're the types, which I also just learned, that like men like shave their...
Wax
their body hairs.
Yeah.
So most men have body hair, but then they just wax it.
Or shave it, but a lot of them... We'll wax it.
So that's what I mean. That I'm not saying you, but that's the energy you'd have to.
Odds are, if you see just a crispy, clean, no hair male body,
he's waxing that shit.
Something has been done.
Wow, that's fine. I just didn't know that.
Yeah, I thought about doing it one time just to see what it would be like.
No, I like.
Can I tell you something?
What?
One time I was. The worst. I was trimming my chest hair. I've got chest hair, people. It's not crazy, but I've got chest hair. And I was trimming it because sometimes it gets like, you got to just trim it a little bit. Mm-hmm. And I was doing that. And the buzzer that I used, whatever, I was just kind of, I had like the guard on. I was like, nah. And then something happened. And I got really close. And there was just a big strip right here out of it. That was like pretty low. And I was like, okay, fuck. What do I do now? So my thought, I'll just match it.
Yeah.
I'll just match it. So I shaved everything down to just like that.
Stubble.
And I was like, okay, it wasn't stubble. It was more like, you know, like this little bit. But you know, they're long, they're curly. And I was like, okay, let's do that. I take a look at it. It looked awful. It was terrible. It was like prickly. Even though it was just like kind of that long, it was still prickly.
Really?
Did not feel good. Wasn't comfortable.
Okay.
I was like, damn, what do I do now? So I took the buzzer and just went all the way down with it to like, you know, like facial.
Then you showed me a picture.
Facial hair stubble. I went all the way down. And then that was even worse than the other one. And I was like, I don't know what to do now. I'm not going to like use a Bic razor and shaving cream to like really go all the way. So what did I do?
Used a Bic.
I used Nair.
Oh my God.
Have you ever used Nair?
No.
Yeah, I used Nair.
And you got it all the way down.
Nair for men, body, whatever.
Whoa.
Chemical hair remover.
Just, what does it do? Just gets, and they dissolve?
It literally just like burns off your hairs with chemicals. It's maybe the most concerning thing I've ever done. I can't believe that that stuff exists. Maybe it's safe
it's
maybe
thing.
It's okay.
A lot of people use it. I've, you know, especially down on their, and I'm like, yeah. I'm not risking anything for that.
This is what happens. You put it on, you let it sit for like 2 minutes, maybe. I think it is. You're supposed to do it in the shower. Mm-hmm. And then you take a wet cloth and literally just wipe it away. And just the hair just comes off. It's weird. And then I had a just like, you know, baby bottom chest.
Yeah.
It was literally.
Did you like it?
Smooth as can be. I didn't. Whoa.
Whoa.
We keep losing the light from the.
I know. Well, we didn't turn on the ring light.
Well, it's because we had such nice. We had such nice sunlight.
It's true. That's crazy. Damn.
And then I got, because I'm prone to them. Mm-hmm. I got a terrible ingrown hair right in the center of my chest. So I just had a big fucking thing. I think I still have a scar from it, to be honest.
Damn.
But don't use Nair is my advice.
I won't. I don't think I will. But I am curious, like, what, I haven't gone my whole life without trying Nair. Like, what am I, pussy? I need to try Nair.
No. Have you ever done a wax?
No.
You haven't?
No.
Anywhere?
No.
You ever had your eyebrows waxed?
Oh, wait, my eyebrows, yeah, in, like, high school, and they looked horrendous.
Really?
Oh, my God. When I look photos of myself, it was not okay. Not okay what was going on there.
I've had my eyebrows waxed once before too.
Really?
Mm-hmm. My mom and my sisters kind of pressured me into doing it, but I liked it.
It hurts.
No, I didn't like that. But afterwards I was like, oh, this shit's crispy clean. This shit's nice because I got heavy eyebrows.
Would you do it again?
Yeah. Typically, if I did it, I would just do right here in the center just to get that.
Oh, you can just pluck those.
Clean line, of course. But
you don't need to.
If I just
think I
wax,
don't like, because that's something you can tell on a man is when they get their eyebrows done.
You think?
Yes. And I'm about to say something. It's not attractive to me. In fact, it gives me a little bit of a turn on. It's my, I would go as far as saying it's a turn off for me. For me.
What about like male, like guys like getting like petties and
that's fine.
Manny's.
It's specifically the eyebrow because I think it just looks. I don't really get mine done. Like whatever. Obviously, you can do whatever,
right.
whatever you want. But
what if
I don't? I don't. It's giving like fucking Jersey Shore.
Mm-hmm.
Like those guys. It's
for
a little
sure.
too crisp. It's a little
too sharp.
And for me, we can be friends, but that's not.
How about
what I'm like,
yeah.
you know, going Google Gaga for.
How about like a crispy lineup, kind of like Jersey Shore guys also, like a crispy, like, you know, like their hair.
So we're up. Not going to go, we're not going to date, maybe.
Crispy lineup. And then also like a really crisp,
Jesus,
like no. shave.
Like, who's the guy from?
Like Drake, like what Drake does.
Drake does that.
But
the
you
one
wouldn't
who
say
has
that Drake's.
The best one is, of fucking Queer Eye. What's his name? One of the guys has like just the most defined facial hair.
The guy with the long hair?
No. He does like the therapy.
I don't know.
For his name.
I
don't know any of those.
So you're saying that because Drake definitely gets his eyebrows done. He definitely gets the
yes,
lineups.
It's baby girl.
And that's unattractive to you, even on Drake? It's baby girl.
I don't know how to describe it. I don't know.
I love that. That's one of the funniest.
Listen, I don't know. I don't want to get canceled here, but it's just my preference. I hope that's
fine.
Okay.
That's fine. You're allowed
I
to have
don't like when guys get their eyebrows done. You can tweeze it, shape it up. I also don't do mine. Mine look like shit. But
baby girl, man, according to the Rolling Stones. According to the Rolling Stone magazine.
Listen. Men can take care of themselves. Absolutely. Just don't touch the brows.
Baby girl, man. What the rise of baby girl men. Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Here they are.
Baby girl. I love that that is a thing. Not even new.
I don't agree with these pictures. Like, they have Paul Mescal in there. Paul Mescal's not baby girl. Mm-mm. Wrong.
Well, what it says here.
Jacob Lordy, not baby girl.
According to this, it's a man who is very cutesy in a slightly submissive way.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Drake, you know what I mean when Drake baby girl. Okay. I have an in and out.
Okay. Before we get into that.
Okay.
Episode 33.
Episode 33.
We keep getting later and later with those.
I know. Like, are we
will we
halfway
ever
through the episode?
Yes. Will we ever have a solid structure? I don't
Never.
Know.
Never.
But we kind of like we that, might. I think, right?
Yeah.
Guys, comment down below that you like that.
Do you like that shit?
Comment down below that you like it. And look, hey,
yeah,
we understand that episode 32, the Enneagram test,
yeah,
was a bit boring.
Was a bit of a flop. But you can't have wins without flops.
And you can't have, you can't, you have to just try things. And we tried something. And guess what? It kind of worked for some people. Some people are like, yeah, boring. And I get that. It was kind of boring.
Yeah. We were also in LA. Our souls were sucked. Fucking, we conformed. I got so much.
We conformed.
I got so much facial shit.
I can't believe how long it took.
I got everything. Now I'm back in New York and I feel the energy is, we're back.
Yeah.
I'm feeling it.
I'm feeling this.
There is a bug in here.
No, there's not.
Bro, there's a bug in here.
We'll look at that later. I can't believe
the cockroach in the corner of the table.
The Enneagram test took. But yeah. Anyway,
let's spend the next half hour talking about the Enneagram.
We're not going to. I'm just going to say it's episode 33. We're moving on from that. We've got three live shows left on this current little tour. Two in Toronto, one in Atlanta. Get tickets and let's fucking
go. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's party. We had
such a beautiful and wonderful time so far, and we would love to continue having that time with you. Speaking of nose jobs.
Yes.
I want to pull up.
Oh my God. Did we do this or did we do this in a real life?
We did this in real life. I want to pull up.
I'm feeling nauseous today. I don't want to. I'm not kidding. I'm not going to look.
It's just.
I'm feeling nauseous today. I can't look at it. The surgeries,
We just have to.
I won't look. You show everyone else.
But we have to talk about it together.
I know what you're showing me.
Yeah.
Is
we don't have to look at all of the terrible ones.
It makes me feel physically ill.
So
you
we're
can
not
show
do
them.
That?
Just you do your thing and I'll sit over here quietly.
So you've seen it. So you can
yes,
at least talk about it.
I can talk about it. I cannot look.
So there is an Instagram.
Makes me feel icky. You know what I mean? Especially there's this one.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
There's this one of this old woman. Sorry, we're talking about this plastics surgery place.
It's called
in Turkey.
No, yes.
And it's there's specifically this one. It's this old woman in her 70s. She's actually beautiful. And then they make her look like a 20-year-old, but in a way that like everything's all fucked up. I don't think it's real, first off, but it made me feel so... We were driving and I was like, oh, I'm going to throw up. I don't know what it is.
I think
about
it's
it.
Real.
No, I don't think that. That one's not real. There's no fucking chance.
So basically, they do.
Jesus, that's scary.
All sorts of different plastic surgery, cosmetic procedures. It's called Esti Istanbul.
Yes.
The Instagram is ESTE.
Also, I'm not shaming any of that stuff at all. Truly. Do your thing. But just the. There is that level of when they're healing that makes me feel just like, I hope people understand. You know what I mean? When the blood's crusty, I'm like.
It just is. I think it's absolutely insane what can be done. I didn't realize if this is real, which I think it is. I didn't realize that this stuff could be done to this degree. Esti Istanbul TR is the Instagram.
Yes.
Okay. They do what is called a V-shape jawline procedure. They fix your jawline. They do dental work. They do facelift, crooked nose, cheek lift.
How many followers do they have?
Under eye stuff, thick skin, whatever that means.
This is a popular place?
620,000 followers.
Oh, damn.
Yes. And
damn.
I will pull up some examples. You just, I guess, because you don't want to see them.
Even okay, let me look.
This isn't like this one right here.
Give me a sneak peek.
Okay, let me just also.
Also, I had yogurt in the morning and I feel like that's throwing me off too. That's not the same person.
It is.
That's not
jaw surgery.
The same person.
He had a jaw surgery and a nose surgery, at least. It's the same person.
No, it's not.
I'll click through the photos and show you.
That can't be the same person.
You know how you can always tell?
How?
The ear.
And the lips sometimes.
It's the exact same ear all the time.
No way.
Mm-hmm.
No way. Listen, I take that back on that old woman. Can you find that one? Turning young? That... I'm not really. Why are we going to such extent to fucking look young?
You want me to pull
Stop.
That up?
Stop it. That's what they want. Stop. You don't need to do that. You don't need to spend thousands of millions of dollars. I know it's your body or whatever. Stop.
Well,
I don't think that's right.
Let me just pull this one up. This one, because of what you're talking about, this is an older man. This is the one, this is how I found this page. This guy went viral. Wait, did it get deleted?
Being old is beautiful. Aging is beautiful. It's part of life. Can we just do that?
Oh, wow.
Can we? Your body, your choice, of course, always.
They actually took it down.
Can we just do that? What, which one?
The one of the old guy.
What about the old woman?
That's right here.
No,
I don't want to play that one. I don't
want
to play that
no,
one.
No, no, play. I want them to see.
No, here's another
play
one.
Play them. Because you're right. Honestly, warning. Warning.
No, no, no. Here's another one.
Play it. Can you
I'm
play
I'm not going to.
Why? I've been talking about it for half an hour. Just play it.
Oh, boy. Okay. Here we go. So you can see she's old and now she is young.
That's wrong. That's so fucked up.
Yeah, I feel
that's
like...
That's so fucked up. Ah, that's so fucked up. Why are we doing that?
I think it's because there's such a... you know?
Mm-mm.
Like, look at how different this girl looks.
Uh-uh. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I was born, you know, look, fucking blessed and beautiful people, and fucking I don't have to do that shit. But
people out there see all this stuff in Hollywood movies.
I know. There's a it's
like
deep seated. It's not these people's. It's not their fault. It's a fucking societal thing that we're up against. All I'm saying is aging is beautiful. Fight back. Literally, she looked gorgeous before. Imagine your grandma comes home looking like that. Grandma.
Anyway, my question is to everybody out there. No, it is real.
What's up?
It's real. These are real. They have to be real.
I don't know.
They have to be real. All right. You have some ins and outs, you said.
I mean, no.
Let's forget about plastic surgery.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean? What's your opinion on that?
Yeah.
I know it's supposed to be just anyone can do whatever they want and I'm supporting and of course.
Yeah.
But then there is a part of me that goes, let's just all love
everybody,
the way we look.
Just everybody do
and,
it together.
And that's so, and looking it's uniquely is gorgeous and wonderful and aging is gorgeous and wonderful. And, you know, we're coming... Hey, we're both very blessed. We are conventionally attractive.
Sure.
So I don't know if there's something that makes you feel deeply insecure, you want to change, absolutely. I think it's just maybe the aging thing that I'm a little bit like, yeah. Fuck, come on.
I think, yeah, like a little, like if you've got a honker and you're like, I got to get a nose job and you want to do that. If it's something that bothers you like that,
yes,
go for it.
I've had friends with who have had things and I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, I think it's the aging thing that it's not quite sitting with me that I'm going, maybe that's something that we need to change as a society. I'm not blaming these people, but I'm blaming what, you know, it's like whatever, being super skinny, all these things. I'm like, is that healthy? No, but we're all striving to be that. And that's not your fault. It's just what we're fed.
Mm-hmm.
From the womb, honestly. It's like, ooh. I remember like watching videos or like watching TV as a kid and music videos of Christina Aguilera, whoever it is. And I was like, or in movies specifically, like whatever, I was watching movies in the early 2000s, 90s. And I remember I was like, that's what I'm going to look like when I grow up. Like, that's just what my body's going to look like.
It's Christina Aguilera.
It's like super skinny, no fat, big tits, no ass. They didn't like asses in the 90s or like around that era.
In the early 2000s. Entourage.
Oh, no ass. And that's what I'm going to look like. Like, I'm not going to have to work out. I'm just going to eat normally. The pizza with my family and like just whatever. And that's what I'm going to look like. And then I found out, So I'm not. So I'm actually stopped growing at the age of 12, height wise. 5'2" forever.
Yep.
And
5'2" forever. That's your album. That's your album title.
And things were not. And acne came along.
5'2" forever.
And things were looking. And it was a harsh reality. They go, oh, wow. Okay. I'm not going to look like them.
I remember growing up thinking like, because I saw my older sister getting acne, but I didn't have anything. And I was like, I'm good. I was like, I'm in the clear. And then suddenly I started getting like a couple. And I think honestly, maybe it's just, you know, my face and my skin and whatever. But I think I maybe did some damage trying to prevent acne to the point that it gave me acne. I was using those like, OxyClean pads.
Oh my God, yes.
Like really trying to like.
That shit was, like that shit has to be like the worst thing for your skin.
Also not washing my face, just thinking that like pads would fucking solve it.
Same.
These just like super chemically
I can acidic, smell them. Like, I can feel them, yeah. I the same thing, I use Oxy. Never wash my face, same thing.
The pads, right?
The pads.
Yes.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. I had terrible acne.
And I thought that was going to fix it.
Yeah.
It was just like wiping my face with this shit.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then it didn't. It probably made it worse.
Yeah.
Just a nice chemical burn to the face.
Okay. Ready? In and out.
What's your in? What's your out?
It's in.
Just one in?
It's an in. One in. Cue that music, Connery.
I don't know if we have any out music, but go ahead, Connery.
I love saying that because I don't think we do. Lying.
Lying
is in. Not all the time. You know, you're always told honesty is the best policy. Until it's not. There's a degree. There's a point there where not everyone needs to, I think that's aging. Not everyone needs to know everything.
Okay.
I had a little bit of a scare yesterday. Mm-hmm. And I asked your opinion. I asked Michael's opinion. I called my mom and my dad. And I was like, what do I do in this situation? Got caught in a bit of a... It was not malicious. In fact, it was me trying to not be malicious. And then I had to maybe tell a fib.
Yeah.
And you said, you said, be honest. Everyone else was like, you're good. Just if you get caught, that's when you can come clean and say whatever. I think, like, you know how it is, telling your best friend they have a horrible haircut, you say, it looks great and you're fucking killing it and slays. And that actually is good lying.
So you're talking about like little white lies. Oh,
am I stinking right now? No, you smell good. They stink.
White lies.
Yes.
All right.
To protect
not lying,
others.
not like being like, yeah, actually, while you guys were out, I ran into... I ran into Jennifer Lawrence. She was on the street. And
no,
she,
that's no.
That's lying.
No,
that's lying,
lying to protect others. Lying to sometimes, you know what I mean? Tell a fib sometimes too. Mm.
So more so saying,
not everyone needs to know the truth.
Not telling people. Well, in the case of yesterday, that was just,
that was a very specific
a lie. But in the other cases of like, no, your haircut does look good. It's more so you're just not telling them how you actually feel. Is that lying? I guess so.
I don't know.
You know what I mean? Because,
yeah,
you know, there's a difference there. This light is coming just in and out and in and out. It's kind of nice. Because
what,
do you know what I mean? Like,
and that's what she's out.
Do you have any outs?
No.
Of like what you see?
Let me look. What I'm you see, like, notes here.
What you see trending, what you see,
outs.
What you see not trending anymore. You know what I mean?
Outs. Oh, we were on this the other day. This is not out, but this is the thing I didn't know about. The pregnancy nose.
Oh, what's up with that?
I think it's trending right now on TikTok and stuff. Women showing their face when before they're pregnant and then while they're pregnant, and then their nose just gets really, like, for lack of a better word, fat. And just like large. I didn't know that was a thing. I think it's just your face gets swollen. I remember my mom, my sister's quite a bit, like 6 years younger than me. And I remember when my mom was pregnant and her feet obviously were like so swollen. And I think everything just gets swollen. Anyways, I want to get pregnant at some point in my life, but that made me go, ooh, I'm scared.
And also not for everybody.
No. Like my good friend, best friend has a baby, and you couldn't even tell. She'd come in a sweater and like till the day the baby came out, she looked fucking iconic.
Yeah, I know some people.
And had like the easiest pregnancy.
Who didn't even know. I know a person who didn't even know she was pregnant.
I know something like that too. That's crazy. Nightmare.
Yeah.
Like nightmare.
It's like that insane.
I would know.
Yeah. So the pregnancy nose, though, is just specifically because you're gaining.
Not gaining. You're swollen.
Yeah. So you're not gaining weight. Or
women gain weight. You know, you're eating differently, whatever. But like. And obviously growing a baby.
But you can just swell.
Oh.
Like straight up like inflammation.
Have you seen pregnancy feet? That's almost a guarantee. Google that shit.
Oh boy.
We're not going to show this. You can do it yourself. Because I don't want to come off as a pervert here. Googling feet. Pregnancy feet. It is my mom's. Like you can't wear shoes. Most women can't wear their normal shoes.
Ho!
And that's a guarantee. I want to say that's like a 99% that you get. Yeah. Isn't that crazy? Yeah. Like
what?
Like my friend who I'm talking about would cut like slippers all the time. Yeah. You can't be wearing shoes.
See, like here is like how some people get pregnant.
No, but then you have the feet.
I know, but you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like literally no.
Yeah.
There's the only difference is that there's
this little bump.
There's a baby in the belly.
If I'm getting pregnant, I'm not doing any diet shit. You know what I mean?
You're not? Like, you're
like not, I'm not, I'm going to eat healthy for my baby.
Yeah.
But like, I'm not going to be like, I'm not going to have ice cream because, and then I have to lose the weight after.
Eat healthy for my baby.
But. I'm eating for that. I'm eating for two. You get to eat double the amount. I'm eating for two. Me about my ovarian cyst. I'm eating for two.
Shit, I eat for two anyway. Just because I'm hungry.
I'm actually hungry now.
Just because
I want something savory.
I'm hungry.
What could you like go for right now?
Pizza.
Really?
Yeah.
Also the clock, I think it's still going probably. It's past, everyone, just in case anyone's wondering.
It just got swallowed up?
It might have. We've all been there, come on.
Where did it go?
It's evaporated.
It just evaporated? That's pretty cool. What other notes did you have? Because we were just watching that TikTok, the aesthetic. We're fine. The aesthetic TikTok. I see you looking. Like,
I
as
know.
If
I just don't know how long we've been going
we're good.
For. Why can't I look?
Because you got to trust me.
I trust you, but why can't I look for 2 seconds?
Go ahead.
Kyle always gets mad at me for looking at the clock. He's like, we shouldn't be doing that.
And it's because
like,
she doesn't.
I'm like, why? I just want to have a check-in to look one time because I don't know what I can. Can I just look for 2 seconds?
Sure, go look. It's because she doesn't trust me.
I trust you. I trust you fully, but I also just want to look for my own sake.
Yeah. That TikTok, what's his name? That guy?
Who?
Aliki? Aliki Moore?
Oh, yeah, I fucking love him.
Yeah. And
he has like deep, like essays, video essays
yes.
on...
Which are pretty cool.
They're so interesting on specifically like internet culture.
And just culture in general,
yeah.
I guess. But he was talking about how in this one video we were watching on how aesthetic has kind of what its role currently is in, you know, day-to-day life and in dating and in friendships even and... just anything and how Instagram, like, you know, he made a reference of like before social media or anything, you would see somebody
mm-hmm.
get their phone number and then contact them by calling them to
back
go on another date. Yeah.
Yeah.
And any experience that you have with them and any feeling that you have about them is derived only from in-person experiences with them.
Yeah, or a phone call or whatever.
Or a phone call.
Yeah.
And how now, Instagram, you kind of like curate this like social business card.
Yeah.
To...
what your aesthetic is.
What your aesthetic
means
is.
What how aesthetic has turned into identity.
For sure. And like how you want to be observed and how you want... Yeah.
Do you...
It was just interesting. I wish I could remember all the points.
Think about that? When you post on your Instagram, are you like, this is my aesthetic. I want to be seen as this guy or at least like grouped into that. If I like, whatever, went on Pinterest or whatever the fuck.
No, I do think that I like the way that I post, which is very rare on Instagram, at least TikTok is kind of just for fun. It does always feel like, me. At least not in a way that I've like intentionally curated this version of myself that I want to be seen as, but more so is just how I feel. And I want to try to be as true to that as possible. But at the same time, I'm not posting all of the time my like truest self so that people have this real constant look into me, I guess, if that makes any sense. I don't
mm-hmm,
know.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think I'm not like crazy deep or specific about a post. Like I don't need it to be like, oh, well, like I fucking listen to Blade and
right.
McGee. And
or
so
even
people need
you,
to.
Or even like looking at someone else's Instagram and going, I want to be. That's what I want.
I definitely don't do that.
Yeah. So I think some people do, including myself, where I look at a picture, I go, I want a picture like this.
Mm-hmm.
And then I try and do it and I look like, oh,
different. But your pictures are like the pictures that we take.
Yeah.
Or whatever, feel very much like the ones that aren't funny videos.
Right.
The thirst traps.
Let's say. And some people are like, you need to be funny and not this. And
those like, ones feel, though, very, like, all of those fit into you. Like, they're not different, is how it feels to me. Like, all of those different photos
that
we've taken or that Connery's taken or whatever, they all match
my aesthetic
and your aesthetic. And they feel like you. It doesn't feel like you're taking it from somebody else.
Right, right.
Just like I think
when I try
something.
To do that, that's when it doesn't work. And when I'm just doing my thing,
yeah,
that's when it works.
I also think that having a real, especially in music and I guess maybe art in general, having an aesthetic that does feel fresh and new and only like you, and it's kind of like hard to find the exact derivatives of, is kind of difficult. And I think, who we've been talking about a bunch, I think McGee and his aesthetic right now
is natural.
Is natural. And well, it's also just nobody that I know of, at least,
yeah,
has that. And I think everybody really is like latching on to that.
And it's like sick. Yeah.
Aesthetic. He's like the fucking Batman of music, which I saw someone say.
He's the Legolas of music.
Yeah, or like that. He's, yeah, it's like very like dark, yeah, like wizardly,
ethereal.
No, not even ethereal.
It's magical.
But it is magical. It's like there's some potions being crafted, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, within it. But it's hard to do without, because someone sees that, mm-hmm, and they go, fuck, this is good. Mm-hmm. And then they can't help but to be like, well, that's what I want. That was me for a very long time with my beloved Cashmere Cat. I was like, I love his aesthetic. I love it. To the point that like it influenced clothing I would buy, because I was just like, I love everything about the way that this guy is presenting himself in his music.
Yeah.
And
I think that's like, that's again goes to, we were talking about like how, well, someone posted, some stand-up comedian posted, I have a point with this, posted a video of mine saying Kyle Mooney ripoff, which the video also was like totally
not,
and like not at all. In fact, there are videos that are more Kyle Mooney-esque than that one. So whatever, you know, you get my point. He was a man in his 30s, really sweet guy trying to do stand up. And that's how you get better and further in your career is by taking down young women. And I was like, fuck, that kind of stung in a way. And I was like, because I obviously am such a fan of Kyle Mooney, but I'm also a fan of Jack Black, you know, mm-hmm, every fucking Norm. I don't know. Every, like, yeah, so many people.
And who are all different.
Different.
Yes.
And comedians. Mm-hmm. And isn't that what art is? Is that you listen, yes, to something, you watch something, you see something, and you go, fuck, that's cool, and that inspires me. And it influence, isn't that just what it is? Because you're doing, I didn't come up with comedy.
No,
he didn't come up with comedy.
No, but there's a difference in that.
You are what you like.
Yes. So like you've seen all of these people throughout your entire life, which has,
yes,
become watching these people.
Yes.
And
including my friends and family.
Them, of course.
Yeah.
It's all become who you are, or who anybody is in any situation like that, where there's all of these things that they've loved for so long that you're not thinking to yourself, which there's a huge difference in being like watching a Kyle Mooney video and being like, I want to do that. I want to mm-hmm, do Kyle Mooney.
Which honestly, I don't even remember the last time I watched a Kyle Mooney video, but growing up, sure, I loved him.
But then going and trying to do that.
Yeah, exactly.
Versus, or any video, seeing something and then being like, that's what I want to do, and then trying to do it.
It's as more opposed of a thing to, of like, that's what makes me laugh. That's my, yeah, sense of humor.
But still.
Right.
What it is for you is that there's all of these people that you've watched, and it's like taking all of their comedy or all of the bits of their comedy that you like, putting it into a blender, and that's you.
Yeah.
Naturally, you're not thinking,
no,
about Kyle Mooney or Jack Black or Norm. You are just doing what is funny to you which has developed from you liking all of these people,
or
which
is my parents' fine. Sense of humor, your sense of humor. Yeah,
that's just how that works.
It's just, I know, or movies, and you know what I mean? Every movie is influenced by some, you know, we're trying to do new and innovative things.
And maybe sometimes one of those influences peaks out a little bit more, but it's never a fucking, direct,
yeah.
It's never a direct, like,
I mean, truly it was just some man, I think he was from fucking Alabama or something. I don't know.
Sometimes,
and Jesus Christ.
Sometimes people see stuff though, and they go, yeah. Which we're both
guilty of
yep. completely. We see something and then we're like, oh, that's so good. I want to do that. And then you try to do it and then it just doesn't hit because it's not you. You're trying to do somebody else.
I think that's what it was for so many years until lightning strikes. Cause I think it's just trying.
Yeah.
You make a million bad movies before you make a good one
mm-hmm.
or shorts or music or like
all of the
anything.
Old music that I showed you I made
yeah.
from when I was in college.
Yeah.
Is me just mimicking Cashmere Cat.
Yeah. And you had to do that to then go, and then you find someone else you really love. And anyways, I don't know. I think I'm just this. If I was a mean person, I would have come for his fucking ass. But I'm not going to.
She didn't.
I didn't. I don't reply to that stuff. I don't really know.
Because if you did, that guy, he would have won.
Exactly.
But we won.
Instead, we gave him 20 minutes on our podcast.
You won.
Okay, so.
Okay, so is that time of the episode?
It's time to thank your sponsors of the episode of Nevermind. Mind.
Connery, cue the motherfucking music.
You go.
Okay. I see beyond this land, I see a town that needeth me help.
You can't, my king, as queen of the land and as your loyal wife, I must stop you from leaving the castle, and you know exactly why.
No, I don't. I know nothing other than to save this town that I see so far away that I, for some godforsaken reason, feel attached to.
Stop!
I know not a single person in the town.
But King, my lord. When you lost your legs, you knew you would never be the same. You are a warrior in my eyes, but you must stay here with me and raise the kids and raise a family.
Enough! These dreams I see... It is as though God has spoken to me. He's come down at night. He pops in my dreams. He says, "Hello, King. Can I show you some things?" And I say, "Yes. Yes, God, please do. For if you do not, I have all these shoes, but shoes not to wear as my legs have been cut. So please tell me, God, tell me what you must." And he says to me, I have a town that you needeth save. And if you do, I will behave. For the rest of the world that must see all the good, you have this task. You must understood. I say, God, tell me, what is it you need? For I'm just a king with nothing below my knees. And he says to me,
I'll
give you this list. It's a list of names, and save them you must. And I say, God, please do tell me the names, for if you do not, I'll be in such shame. He says, okay, grab yourself a pen, write all this down. I won't tell you again. He says, Finn Bruce, Sarah Dahlstrom, Zan, Hayden Kuhn, Adrian Dubicki, Lucy Walker Cox, Bad Sick, Ashlyn, AOP Poo Sponsor, Lily One of One, Aaron Ruggiero, Katie Chase, Nelson Brooks, Eric Burke, Bella Pradika, Carlotta Ossenberg, Kaylee Lang, Sophie Semenkowski, Kelly Beach, Hot Sauce Haley, Dana Kreisman, Mansa Wisa, Louie, Haley Jeffers, Susie Alvarez, Poppy Davies, Martin Legrand, Bellstone, Loli, Coco, Mia Babadia, Andre Sanchez, Ali, Jack Bloor, Laura Strelitz, Holden McGroin, Hivemind Riley, Hannah Newsom, Daniel Vinard, Stink, Ray, Emily Faith, Ben Hare, Deals for Reels, Emma Likes Things, Mazen Abugarbia, Caspian, Antonio Moore, Josiah, Maggie Moran, Mackenzie, Troy and Haley Koslar, Stinky L, Freshly Cut Fruit, Jamie McPectagon, Montana Fauna, Adriana R, DJ Khaled Sticker Girls, You the Best, Danny Manny, Haley Nelson, Benji, and Betsy. I say, God, please, it's such a long, it's so many names. How, what must I do? What, who must I save? He says, save them all. It's a town not too far. I'll be gone now. Goodbye. Voila.
And see.
And that is the dream. And that is the dream that I had, Queen.
A one woman, a one man show, everybody, by Kyle Chase. Woo! I hope you're standing at your laptops. I hope you're fucking standing in your cars clapping for him.
You know that came from
what?
Being able to do that just from in like high school smoking weed with my friends and then turning on a freestyle beat and then just
that
going
was
off.
Unreal.
And you see like this, just being high like this.
Yeah.
We're sitting in the car and it's like, here, I'll even do it. Just for fun, right? We'd be like this. Come on, Spotify, don't do this to me now.
Come on, feet, don't fail me now. Or are you listening yet? I'm looking for my phone.
No, that was just the last time I was on Spotify on my
trust fund. Blue eyes, trust fund. I'm looking for a man, looking for a man, I'm looking for a man, and looking for a man in finance.
We'd be like this. We'd be like, high as hell in the backseat of the car, just parked somewhere.
Yeah.
High as crazy. We'd be like, yeah, I just smoked a blunt and I'm so high. I just did that shit like a fly guy and I don't. That's what we did in high school. And I got like 10 flies and I got all good grades in class. I got all good grades in class. And that's why we gonna take it to the back, to the back. And now I'm about to do something crazy. Y'all ain't even know that I call myself baby. And what I'm gonna do, I'm gonna pass it off to the girl on my left.
Thank you everybody for watching.
I'm gonna pass it off to the girl on my left.
Thank you everybody for watching.
On my left.
We've been Nevermind.
Go.
Subscribe. Patreon,
go,
all that shit. Go. Yeah, you know.
No,
you
it's
know.
Your turn to freestyle. Just try it.
No,
just try it.
I don't want to.
Try it.
Oh my God, Kyle.
I was really hoping. Okay. I was really hoping you'd be like, no, Kyle, stop. Fine. I don't want to do this. Yo, so I go when I got like 10 bars and I got like when I do, but that, but. Like you like actually would,
I know,
like
I know,
go in.
I
would
I know,
love to see that.
But I can't do that.
Yeah, you could.
I probably could. But.
You can. It's just improv.
Okay.
Think about it like that.
Guys, thank you so much. We
okay,
love you.
Everybody. We'll see you next time. Next time.
Bye.